Go to the Drexel Dragons. Amy Mallon is her senior guard, Amaris Baker. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, how are
How
you?
are you? Great to see you as always.
Good to see you.
Let's start with a year ago before we look ahead. Certainly a remarkable run for both of you as a number seven seed to the CAA championship. How special was that run? And then what type of momentum did it provide going into this season?
I mean, the run was amazing, picking up the pace at the right time that we needed it. And just enjoying the moment. They were possession games, but we came in there, we did whatever we had to do. And then we had the experience of going to March Madness, like the biggest lights, the biggest fans, the biggest stage, and just enjoying that moment, and that experience that we had as a team, and just embracing every step of the way. So very appreciative and hoping to do it again.
Amy, you've done a few of these, but never as a number seven seed like the run last year. How special was it for you?
I mean, last year, I'm just like so proud of the grit and grind we showed as a team. Throughout the season, we definitely had some down moments where we weren't as successful as we wanted to be, and we faced a little adversity. But the thing that was so great about this is, we just kept working to be the best we could be, and then we were the best we could be in that moment, and that's, I think the result, a championship and a championship. Just won in a way that to have not one, player recognized on an all conference team, and to just see this team come together. And we had some experience, different kinds of experience, but people who had been there. But to win that way, and the way we did it, just you don't see that happen that often. And especially as the number seven seed, obviously the year before Monmouth had a great run as well to the championship, but just really proud of the grit and grind we showed. And I think that's like a Philly way, so I think that's a great thing when you talk about next, right next to me, a Philly girl. So we talk about that all the time. So I'll take her back. I say another year with her. So I need that Philly grind and grit back for another year.
All right. Well, we'll continue the theme with the Philly guy. Mel, go ahead. First question from you.
Right. A year ago this time, it was the year after. Coming in now, a pick of two. I know how your coaches talk sometimes. Sometimes you get a real high pick and think your colleagues are crazy. Sometimes you're right there. The roster certainly looks like it's a great mix coming in. And I guess you have a lot of, besides the fact that the whole sport is just booming, but how excited are you all to now be legit Big Five going into the season?
Yeah, I know I let Amaris speak as well, but to be part of the tradition of the Big Five and be able to compete against five other Division One schools, that they're just going to be great competitive games for us. And we look at it like it's an opportunity for us to contend for another championship in our season. And I think if anything, it's one of those rivals and one of those traditions that to be part of that and be able to contend for a championship against such the teams are only going to prepare us for what we're going to see in conference. We're really excited, and to be part of the inaugural year, our goal, like anything, to be the best we can be when we play those teams and contend for a championship.
Going off that, super, super excited. I grew up just watching Philly basketball, so the fact that the women's side gets a chance, this is very exciting, just being a part of that for the first year. And we're just going to go out there, play hard, do what we do. And this is a big opportunity for us going into our conference as well, non-conference games, but we're going to keep, we're going to take that, whatever we learn from that. Of course, we're going to win. We're coming to win and do whatever it takes. But that is certainly a big, big stage, as well as any other, tournament or stage that we play on.
I'll add that with a little culture question. Because of the way things are going, as you get around the city and going places now, and you might have a man in the street conversation or people that don't really know your Drexel or do this. When you say women's basketball, do you find you suddenly get an engaged conversation with somebody that might not have just said, oh, that's nice, and go on to something else?
To me, people know Drexel. They know, it's a very, very, it's a famous university in Philly, believe it or not. People know about all the sports as well, basketball. They think of men's, they think of women's as well, especially having our big run. Everyone knows women's now. So we're just gonna keep on having our names emphasized and just keep it as the years go by. So we're just gonna do whatever we did last year and continue that, so no one will ever forget us.
Next question, ladies, from Ari. Go ahead, Ari.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Maris. How you
Hi,
guys doing?
Ari. Good to see you.
So this is kind of a two-part question. We'll start with Maris first. Last year coming from JUCO, coming into the CAA, a little bit of an unknown. You had a good start, kind of tailed off, and then you really finished strong, obviously, with that amazing run in the tournament, carried into the NCAA. What's it like for you this year, having a year of experience at Drexel and in the CAA under your belt, coming in with the high expectations for yourself this year?
So I'm just going to continue to do what I did last year, but this year for sure, I have the patience, I have the experience, and I have the support of the coaches, the staff, and my teammates as well. So I'm just coming in every single day, soaking in all the knowledge, whatever it takes, and implementing that into our new players and transfers and freshmen. So I'm just having that confidence now, having that experience and going forward this season.
And then for Coach, you had a little bit of uncertainty going into last year, losing Keshana and some players to transfer. You bring in Amaris and Brooke Mullen and some new faces and some other players like Chloe Hodges had to step up. Now this year, you're one of the few programs in the conference that you have some known entities coming back with Amaris and Chloe taking her role from last year and obviously Grace O'Neill. What's that like with having those players returning, and now they are upperclassmen instead of being lowerclassmen and maybe some players with less experience?
It's a great question because I think for me, so exciting. We have six obviously returnees and six newcomers, and within the newcomers, we have some freshmen and we have some really transfers that are going to add a look and a perspective and culture, same culture, that we play in that I'm just excited about. This group is really every season it's a different group, even if you have returnees, and I think the returnees know that, but I know they're also dead set on, making noise and trying to make some noise early and doing the things that we need to do to be at our best earlier than we were last year. And that's what I'd say the most about last year, the adversity we faced at times and things really not going our way really probably put us in the position we did in the end to win. So I think they know that. And to have returnees like a Chloe Hodges who has now won two tournament titles and two regular season titles. So in her fifth year, I have no doubt the only thing she's looking towards doing is being at her best again on the court and then also being a great leader, knowing what it takes for us to get there. Because as we all know, and I love the quote we keep seeing, winning is uncomfortable throughout the WNBA, run, you're watching these games. It's so true. And I think that's going to be the story of our season. If we can make ourselves, back to that being as uncomfortable as we were at times last year, that's certainly going to set the tone for us.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, America.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question from Rob Knox. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, good to see y'all again. How y'all making out?
Hey, Rob. Good to see
Hey.
you.
Yeah. So I have two questions. I have one for Coach and I have one for Amherst. And it's more so and it's more so on another player. So I apologize in advance because I'm just you always like to get a player's perspective on another player. So if you could just share with Jordan Dorsey at North Carolina A&T, how much fun is she to compete against as a competitor, and what makes her one of the elite players in the conference?
Is that to me first, or is that
It's to Amaris.
yeah,
Amaris.
Amaris, because
Amaris,
I'm
sorry about
playing
that.
against her, but I thought, I wouldn't maybe dare to play her one on one. Maybe back in the day I would have. I'll let Amaris answer that.
She's a phenomenal player, playing against her, very fast, three level score. She comes in with like fierce and having that Mamba mentality, which I love, like seeing in a player. That's something that you respect. But that's those are guards that you want to compete against to make you like up your game as well. So I'm looking forward to competing against her and NCAT this year. So yeah.
And then, Coach, for you mentioned that you have six returnees and six newcomers. One of your newcomers I just saw from Albany. What does she bring to your program? And both your newcomers are 6 foot 2. So obviously, continuing to get that height in there at Drexel.
Yes, I think you just said it right off the bat, size, which is something we're really going to need, especially losing Hedda Satman and Jasmine Valentine from last year, two of our post players. So right away, Deja gives us the size, but what's really great about Deja, she is another local player. She is from Philadelphia area and played at Archbishop Wood, a high school, a local high school that has had much success, going to state t titles, winning state titles, and Deja being part of that. So again, I feel like I'm bringing in a winner, somebody that is here about, she wants to win, she wants to win with her teammates, and she's a great teammate first. But I also have to say, as a sophomore, what she's able to do on the floor, to see some of the things she'll bring us, the scoring on the inside, the ability to defend and block shots will definitely give us, we always like to talk about our defense. So I'm excited about what Deja brings to us from that standpoint. And then, Molly Lavin, who from America, a transfer from American, gives us some more size, and what she's so versatile in how she plays. So a lot like our post players you've seen in the past, she can go inside, she can go out. So for us, that's going to be another added bonus overall. And then finally, Kara McCormick, we have another guard, fifth year, who, she's a perfect fit for us, like a Brooke Mullen last year, came from a very successful program. She had a fifth year. She could do her fifth year, at Holy Cross. So I said, we'll take it when someone has back-to-back championships, has played on back-to-back championship teams. I think we're really lucky. We're really lucky to have Kara in the backcourt. And I know Amaris is going to love it, and Grace O'Neill and Lane McGurk, some of our other guards that have Kara back there with them.
And then lastly, I'm sorry, just one last question here. What does it say about your program to know, even with some of the departures, even though you have a lot of talent new returning, that you are preseason picked second? And I know that you've done this a long time, and preseason polls are what they are, but to see your program valued the way that it's been the last few years, what does that mean to you?
I mean, I think it's great to see the preseason respect our program has gained, from our success. I think, you always, it's out there, and then I think you go to work. And I think for us, we've seen it, and we've seen it in the league. Anybody can get there and win a championship. We proved that last year just as a seven seed. Obviously, Monmouth did it the year before as a seven seed. So for us, I think that just shows the respect programs have for us. But obviously, I'm excited for the team to see that and understand, but also the work that it takes to get there. And I said this last year, and I'll continue to say this. We have a map to success that we have followed and followed for a long time. And every year that trip is a little bit different, on the map. So like for us, we're going to continue to hopefully stay true to those things and continue to work the way we work at those things, and hopefully put us in the best position we can to be successful this season.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Next question from Paulie. Go ahead, Paulie.
Yeah, question for you, Coach. So last season, you guys obviously kind of caught fire at the right time of the season, but throughout the regular season, there was a bunch of rock fights, kind of a grind at times. So what are the kind of adjustments and improvements that you see in the off season that you think is going to help things go a little smoother throughout the season next year?
I think just that season alone, like the things that, and having returnees from that team, I think they understand, like I don't think we would have won in the end if we didn't have the preseason we did and some of the games and the challenges we had. And I think that put us in that position. So our goal, and I think like anything in what we do, is you try to learn from those and continue to grow and try to hit some of those things maybe we weren't doing well. Hopefully we're doing that now. So when we do play in the preseason, we learn a little bit from some of our wins and not from some of the losses. And I don't expect this team to be perfect, but you just hope that you can continue to know every day you show up, there's something we can get better at. And I think those pieces, I think the returnees get that. And then with the newcomers, the returnees are going to teach them that. They're going to show up every day and say, hey, we're going to work on this because this is really important right now. This is something that we need to focus on because we weren't doing this so great in the preseason last year. So let's do that now. And I think that's kind of how you take that. But I think I look back on the non-conference, and we were at some low points, and we had some games that we really were low, and I think that really brought us to the championship. So everybody says that, looking back now, like we would never would have won a championship if it wasn't for those moments, because this team was not willing to lose again in any way possible that in the same way, and I think that's ultimately the result.
All right. Amy Amer, thank you so much for doing this with us this afternoon. Good luck as the season gets underway here in a couple of weeks, and we look forward to watching you play all year long.